Nation! Hey, well, I hope y'all ready for some good old dish, because we're going to serve it up hot, baby. Head cracking Gary out, but let's check in with the rest of the gang. What's up, y'all?
What up,
hey, what's
well, up? Coming up, have Prince Harry and Meghan Markle found new careers with big salaries? Also, did another actress want Kerry Washington's role in Scandal? Ooh! And we will continue the Black Lives Matter discussion with some stars who have special connections to some people who have lost their lives. But first, Frank, what you got?
Okay, social distancing during this COVID-19 can be tough on friendships, and it's equally as tough on Oprah and Gayle. They haven't seen each other for 3 months.
No.
Yes. This is the first time they've been able to see each other in the yard. They had a social distance lunch. Now, remember when Stedman, he was locked out in the guest house for whatever reason, like to quarantine him?
She had to quarantine him,
Looks like Stedman's out of the guest house. He's out there at the lunch. You can see him at the table. But check out this social distance lunch.
It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon. And we're here with family. We've been quarantined since March. And then we have new additional family arriving, and they're under quarantine.
We've been quarantined since March too, but in New York. Our COVID test on Wednesday so we can join the big people table.
They're like putting Gayle at the kiddie table. Jeez. Like Grandma did at Thanksgiving. God.
Oprah is worth like billions and billions of dollars, and she is not risking her life at all. Meanwhile, it's other people out here not worth half near that, and they're risking their life out there talking to their friends and family. Oprah does not play about this. Like, my God. Right.
Do you think it's like her way of putting Gayle back in her place? It's like you're at the kiddie table.
Oh, no.
I don't think so, man.
We're going to graduate to the big table at some point. She acknowledges the big table.
She goes, I got
to
get my COVID test, and then I can graduate to the big table. This is Oprah Winfrey. She could just go, COVID test us, and she could have testing.
Right. Yeah, look under your chair, Gayle. You have a COVID test.
And we'll get the results immediately. It's Oprah Winfrey. She can do that.
You get a COVID test. And you get
it. Although, Oprah, if you're watching, I love you so much that I would sit in the back corner of your yard and never speak to anybody as long as I could be in your yard. I don't even care. You don't have to feed me. I'll just sit there and just watch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, you guys. I know. Part of being quarantined, I really miss going to the theater. Do y'all?
Yes.
The big screen is coming back, y'all. Check it out. It's the first look at the new Aretha Franklin biopic, Respect, starring Jennifer Hudson as Aretha, baby. Check it out.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Aretha, you do talk, don't you? Not just sing?
I like you to call me Miss Franklin.
You have to disturb the peace when you can't get no peace.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me.
Chills.
Yes.
Yo.
The chills.
I'm excited about this. But listen, I am so excited for this. Now, Brad, you know that Jennifer Hudson lays it down. Remember, she won an Oscar for her role in Dreamgirls. So what do you think she's going to do with this role of Aretha Franklin, girl?
I think she's trying to make people know that she's a real actress and she's going to kill it. She probably studied her. She probably has been a fan of the Queens for years. And I think she's going to do it justice and do a great job.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Frank, there are a lot of stars in this movie, as you can see from the little trailer there. Now, do you think that with all these star power that this movie is going to get a lot of buzz for Oscars next year?
I think it will, and I feel sorry for Jennifer Hudson because of being typecast, being a wonderful singer like she is. I remember her on American Idol, and they're like, you remind us of Aretha Franklin.
Oh, yeah,
so it's like automatically she gets the gig. And I think that she's a fantastic actress. She will win the Oscar for this. Just ship it to her right now.
Yeah, you did say that. All right, shifting gears a little bit. We are committed here at Dish Nation to continuing the Black Lives Matter conversation and to be part of the movement. Pretty proud of that. And part of the inclusion in the LGBTQ+ community.
Yay.
I'm a proud member.
Yes.
Now, one name that you may not have heard of is Tony McDade. Now, Tony is a 38-year-old black transgender man who was killed by police on May 27th of this year. And Laverne Cox has now come forward and wants to speak about him to make sure that we don't forget his name. Take a look.
When I think about Tony McDade, a trans man murdered by police in Tallahassee, Florida, just last month, I want to just take all of us here, all of us, our energy, our collective energy, all of our voices, and lift up his name. And I want to change this country.
I mean, I think when you have Laverne Cox in your corner speaking on your behalf, that's a huge deal. Yeah. I did not hear of this man's name before. So, Portia, how do you feel about Laverne stepping forward and talking about Tony McDade?
I think it's really important. You know, I think she is probably one of the most recognized faces when you think about the transgender community. She's famous, and she lends her voice to a lot of different things that are going on in that community. So for her to assimilate it with Black Lives Matter and make sure that this man's story is heard, that his family gets justice, is, like, super important.
Things are changing.
Yeah.
You can feel it. I mean, we've been through some of this stuff before. People are like, we've had this discussion before. We've had it before. I mean, we talked about it already. Show this morning, Frank, but it's like it feels different to me this time.
But you can't stop. You got to keep going.
The discussion never stops.
All right, y'all. Another black man who lost his life at the hands of police is Elijah McClain. He died last year in Aurora, Colorado, but his case just recently received national attention. Now, Alex Fine, who's a personal trainer married to singer Cassie, wants DA Dave Young removed from Elijah's case. Now, Alex shared that 4 years ago, his mother was severely beaten by her boyfriend at the time, and this same DA turned 5 felony counts into 1 misdemeanor. Now, Alex had some very strong words, y'all. Check out what he had to say.
There's a huge, huge problem going on in Aurora right now, and that's with the DA on his case. His name is Dave Young, and he is the DA on his case in Aurora. Dave Young is the devil walking on earth. And we need to do something because we need to protect Elijah and his family.
Okay, Heidi, so do you feel that Alex is right to give this public information if he feels the DA isn't the right person to get justice for Elijah?
Oh, I think he's absolutely obligated, because if you have that kind of information about somebody and you don't say anything, that's the wrong thing to do.
Right.
You have that information about that particular DA.
Right.
Yes, you have to come forward and say, just so you know, we need a different DA on this because this guy's horrible. This is what happened in the past.
Yep.
And your past is important.
Guess why it's so important? Because the DA is the one who has the sole decision to prosecute or not these particular officers.
That's right.
So if this DA is crooked, then he damn sure is not going to do the right thing in Elijah's case.
Yeah, he's got to go.
I mean, is he saying this DA just doesn't want to do his job and doesn't want to work? Because you're going to take 5 felony counts and lower it down to 1 misdemeanor, and then you're not even going to charge the officers for Elijah McCain. It's like, this guy doesn't even want to go to work.
Right.
And a couple of days ago, they just took the cops that did this to Elijah off the streets for their protection, not even to investigate these guys further.
Exactly.
It was for the police officers' protection. So that rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah. And they're still getting paid.
They're still getting paid.
All right, y'all, up next, Harry and Meghan have found a new way to secure the bag, baby. So make sure you come right back after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, it looks like Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have figured out a way to keep the cash flow coming in by giving speeches. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Supposedly by giving speeches that are going to cost you $1 million to hear if you want to hear them speak about something.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Reportedly, Meghan and Harry have signed with a top-tier agency called Harry Walker, whose other high-end clients include Barack and Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton and her husband Bill Clinton, and my girl Oprah Winfrey. So, Frank, would you pay, if you had the money, would you pay $1 million to go see Harry and Meghan speak?
And what, that's a ticket to go see them, or I'm hosting them at my house, in my backyard, they're speaking? Yeah. I mean, if I paid $1 million, Harry's grilling out.
You know,
he's doing all the work, and Meghan's cleaning up. I'm not even cleaning up.
I mean, first of all, let me say, I love the hustle, okay? I'm all down for it. I just have one tip for Meghan. I don't need the birds chirping in the background and the ambulance and everything else. We need better sound for this $1 million speech. We need a real setting. We need a studio. We need great lighting. Yeah. We need, like, all of that.
Right. If we paying $1 million, then it better sound, look, and feel like $1 million.
Well, guys, I might have jinxed somebody in this next story. So the producers of The Simpsons announced recently that the long-running animated sitcom will no longer have white actors voice non-white characters.
Oh, wow.
And I talked about how Mike Henry, who is the, for the past 20 years, he's voiced the character Cleveland Brown. Well, Mike Henry announced on Twitter he would step down from the role, even though he loves the character. Mm. He believes the person of color should play the role. So, all right, Mike, all right, okay. Baby, I'm going to clap it up for you, bro. Okay. Heidi, this has been his job for 20 years, man. Do you think it's a little too late?
You always want to be on the right side of things, so... But my question is he, you know, these residual checks that come in the mail from every time an episode airs, if you're on that episode, they come. So is he also going to say, oh, no, 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 I couldn't possibly. No, 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 let me donate that. I'm not going to take that money for,
And Cleveland had his own show.
Yes, so he's got a lot of money coming in from playing that character. So when those checks come, is he also going to say, I couldn't possibly. I'm going to take all this money and donate it to it.
But as far as the effort being made, it's always like, you know, what can we do as white people to help? Does this help? But do you take this as actual help, what Mike is doing, or is it like something that's like, well, you could do more. You didn't have to do that. Just seems like, because as far as stereotypical characters, Cleveland's not stereotypical at all.
Just a guy.
I guess the answer for the black people would be is that they don't get offered the voiceover jobs because they're already taken by other races. So it's not so much as should not be able to do it. It's just that we haven't been able to get those jobs because they're already taken.
Right.
So he's just a matter of him making space for more African Americans.
Okay.
Once that is leveled out, then of course it is what it is. You know, you play who you play, but it's the fact that we don't have a seat at that table yet, and that's why he's making the adjustment.
And what do you think, Brad? Is this going to encourage more people of color to get into voiceover work?
You know, a lot of people have amazing, you know, character voices. So I think, if this will encourage or inspire some black people to work at their craft and get jobs, hell yeah, I'm all with it.
Well, Headcrack might be off today, but before he went on vacation, he left this deal for you.
Y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time!
It sure is, and today's deal is the 2-pack Extreme Sound Sidekick Bluetooth headphones with virtual assistant. Now you can enjoy the freedom of being hands-free while listening to your favorite music and podcast, as well as talking on the phone. Also, the Sound Sidekick magnetically attaches at the earbud, forming a comfy necklace around your neck when not in use, so you can't lose them or get it all tangled up. Plus, it comes in this great navy coal and is Bluetooth compatible.
Oh, wow! Look how you can use the built-in microphone to call on Siri or your Google Assistant through a virtual assistant. Wow.
And it also comes with a micro USB cable for charging.
Yo, HK, I need a couple of these, man. How much is this, man?
Usually they run as high as $50, but for the Dish Nation family, you get two just for $15. Just go to moretosave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, yo, after the break, everyone, we got more Dish Nation. Don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
So we are back, and it is time for a Dish Nation throwback!
Oh, hey.
Yes, baby! And I'm super excited about this one, because it is about our very own Brett. Now, this past weekend, you celebrated the 26th anniversary of your debut album, Funkdafied, that went on to sell million copies, making you the first ever solo female rapper to go platinum, baby. But I couldn't help but notice that your love of your life posted this throwback. Miss Jessica Dupar, aka the real Big Booty Judy, made a rare appearance on MTV's TRL. And I'm fumbling because of what happened in this clip. Y'all, check it out.
We got your next top 10 request. We got a world premiere from Randy Hot Chili Peppers. Like, I woke up this morning and totally forgot that, I forgot that I put on a see-through bra, so my bad.
Come on, I think we are our audience better than that. I think we need to show them the original version without the bubble out.
And can we do a slow motion?
Seriously, like zoom in.
Slow-mo.
Right.
No, but Brat, take away the bra, all that stuff. Those abs, Brat.
Yeah,
my
man.
God.
Okay.
I mean... shredded.
Oh. You know, honey, back in the younger days, we all had them flat tummies. Now we drinking flat tummy tea.
To have somebody in rap royalty call me stupid is the highlight of my career. Seriously.
Right. Okay, y'all, so this next thing is really cool. So to help push the Black Lives Matter movement forward, the website Rob Has a Podcast, which is the top page for all things associated with the reality show Survivor, recently launched the Black Voices of Survivor initiative and had dozens of former Black contestants from the show sit in on a roundtable discussion about improving the portrayals of people of color on TV. And here's what Survivor Season 4 winner Vasepia Tauri said she would like to see. Check it out. And by the way, y'all, she was the first Black contestant to win the show and still the only Black woman to ever win. And yet she has never been back on the show, which just finished its 40th season.
I want to see some of us at the table actually doing the editing, actually producing the shows, out there on the island with us and talking to someone and halting someone when they say, hey, let's edit it this way. And they say, no, I'm not going to do that to that brother. I'm not going to do that to that sister. And just keep it 100.
Yeah, I think it matters to have someone just to know the culture. Because, like, even if it's a matter of you of us joking about something and whoever is editing may not get it, and then they edit it and then it looks funny and it looks like, you know, it was a harsher joke than what it really was. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, I definitely feel like you definitely want to have a person of color in there helping edit a person of color.
If you want to look at the editing, look at editing of this show. They made Gary look like an old bitchy white woman. Editing alone.
I think he loves the editing. I think Gary gave them a thumbs up.
Coming up, Atlanta and Chewy are going to tell you the real scandal behind the character Olivia Pope.
Ooh, I love her.
That's right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, when we hear the name Olivia Pope, we automatically think Kerry Washington, right?
Of course, yeah.
Well, actress Sandra Oh, who used to star on Grey's Anatomy, but is currently on Killing Eve, recently revealed to Kerry that she wanted to play Olivia Pope on Scandal. Wow, take a look.
I remember exactly where I was when I read that damn pilot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't on Grey's. I read that pilot. Someone snuck it to me. I don't know who it was, but I got my hands on that pilot and I read it. I was just like, how could I play Olivia Pope? Oh, for sure. And I remember going to Shonda. It's like, how can I do this? What is the script you read?
Shonda's one of the few Black female showrunners, especially back when Scandal was created in 2012. She always wanted an African-American actress to play Olivia, especially since the character is particularly based on Judy Smith, a real-life African-American lawyer and crisis manager.
Kerry Washington played the hell out of this part, and I can't see anything different. Nothing.
Sandra is amazing. I actually love everything I've seen her in outside of Grey's Anatomy as well. But you have to understand, Olivia Pope goes from bossy to scandalous to vulnerable.
Yes.
All in like a matter of seconds. And like the only person that I think could do that would be Kerry Washington.
But check this out, y'all. Sandra claims that she doesn't remember who gave her the script. Do you believe her? She's probably just trying to protect somebody. What do you think?
Yo, that's G-code. You can't tell who gave you the script, or you will never in your life receive another one, okay?
You can't rat nobody out. You're not going to work ever again.
Unless you're Tekashi 6ix9ine, of course.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.